Decisions that are deemed in the best interest of the country are made all the time. And sometimes rehashing old stories, even when it involves somebody telling fibs to you guys on Capitol Hill, might deem not in the best interest of the country to move forward with that. What about that mentality and addressing it from that standpoint?
No, fair enough. And I'll do the second part first.
Sure.
Fair enough. But one of the ways you hopefully prevent this kind of stuff from happening in the future is actually holding key people accountable. And we're talking about John Brennan, who was head of the CIA. Pretty important position. And if he's falsifying things and then not being square with a congressional committee who's looking into that, that's a problem. And by the way, when we caught Mr. Brennan saying these things that weren't accurate, we weren't even asking him about this particular issue, the whole Russia hoax thing. We were asking him about the 51 former intel officials who signed that letter saying the Hunter Biden laptop was part of a Russian information operation. That was bogus because the FBI had the laptop and knew it was real. But they send that letter. That becomes the basis for Biden to use it in debate and all that other stuff. So I think there's a pattern with Brennan and not being square with the country, not being square with the Congress. But you're also right. President Trump, if he was a man of retribution, he would have went after Hillary in 2017. Christopher Steele, who wrote the dossier that was complete National Enquirer garbage. And yet Jim Comey used that to go spy on President Trump's campaign. To my knowledge, that has never happened in American history. But that was what took place. And we all know that's the facts. And Clinton was behind it. President Trump wins. No one thought he would, but he does. He doesn't go after Clinton. He says, no, her and her husband have served our country. We're not going to do that. He didn't go after her. So this is not a guy about retribution. This is all about holding people accountable. That's what I'm doing as the guy who gets the privilege of chairing the Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going to stay focused.
I'll take you at your word for it, but I know you're not sitting here right now and tell me that this president is not about retribution the way that Bolton, Comey, everybody. We've seen the tweets. We've seen what he put out to the public. We've seen the orders that he's given Pam Bondi. I mean, we've seen with Jack Smith. We've seen this stuff, Representative Jordan. You're not going to say that this president is the same as he was in 2016, are you?
In all those you pointed out, the facts are there.
I'm not questioning the legitimacy of it. I'm just saying don't tell me that retribution has nothing to do with it. Donald Trump in 2025 is not what we described in 2016. Are we willing to at least concede that? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I look, here's what I'll say. I think President Trump's a darn good president. Done more of what he said he would do than any president in my lifetime. I appreciate him so much and what he's doing.